This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
40A just dropped a odyssey on Jaden Daniels' history as a slider. We're going to have to get into that at some point. I think a lot of the sliding stuff is far too overblown. I think I texted with somebody that coaches quarterbacks, like kind of the top level quarterbacks, that five star kind of quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Yeah, dude, none of them slide." And he's like, "There's lots of reasons. Are you really going to take time away from 7-on-7 or 11-on-11 drills to slide?" And everybody just watched Hard Knocks, where they did the slip and slide routine that was largely a bit. I think people are reading too much into that. But the biggest thing this dude said, a lot of these guys are become one sport athletes and they don't play baseball. Yeah, but it just kind of vanishes.
But the thing about not sliding doesn't mean that you don't know how to slide. Because I think at the conference yesterday, Jaden was asked, does he practice sliding? My coach told me I need to slide in college. I never practiced sliding. Hell, I never slid, to be honest with you. But the ultimate thing is, I know how to slide. But most people that feel that they have the ability to make a play, they don't slide. Because let's be real, okay? Let's talk about the slide. We saw, was it Pat Mahomes or Tom Brady with the slide and messed their damn knee up, okay? So you never know what could happen. We got Fields now that got thread going through it, so you don't know which part you're going to catch. You slide, you might get a brush burn, okay? I remember telling you, I slowed down in high school. The guy dove, hit my ankle. I sprained my ankle. I'm never going to play that little run out of bounds slide thing again. But the play that he was tackled on from behind, I don't think was nothing, like, very serious. I still say
the play in Miami?
Yeah, if he had gone full speed, lowered his shoulder on somebody, I'll be probably saying, he got to stop doing that stuff.
The only hit that knocked him out of a game last year was against Bama, and it was in the pocket.
In the pocket. Okay. I was driving in, and I knew we were going to have this conversation today because I was going through our little Odyssey thing, and I saw a lot of little things that were posted. So I figured we'll be discussing it. Joe Burrow, did he get hurt sliding? Did he get hurt running, or did he get hurt getting hit in the pocket all the damn time? Listen, 48 is my dude. I like Sam. You say you watched 3,600 plays. Was he running every damn play? Was he about to get hit on every play? If he wasn't about to get hit or he wasn't running on every play, watching 3,600 plays is unnecessary.
Burrow in the pocket. Want to be clear, you were right.
Mm-hmm.
One of the graphics here that I think is pretty telling, of quarterbacks that were hit the most over the last two seasons in college football, and this is a true media stat, and the contact includes being sacked, hit while running, or hit while throwing.
Okay.
So in all capacity. What quarterback in college football over the last 2 years do you think was hit the most? Sacked, hit while running, hit
Caleb
while throwing.
Williams.
Caleb Williams is your guess. Boys in the Aquarium, you got a guess? It'd be reasonable to guess Jaden if you wanted to. I'm not saying that that'd be incorrect.
I just thought Caleb extend play after play after play.
Sure.
He waits late, so I would think he would get hit a lot more.
Drake May, University of North Carolina.
Mm.
Drake May was hit 465 times over the last two seasons of college football. Jaden Daniels, you want to guess his number? 395.
Okay.
So, that's 15% fewer hits than May, and yet when we went through the analytics cycle, people were very concerned about the pressure-to-sack ratio for Jaden and not for Drake, even though it was about 0.5% different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, some of this stuff is just overanalyzed to hell. Like, are we concerned that Jaden Daniels from LSU and Chandler Rogers from Louisiana Monroe, who then transferred to North Texas, are we concerned that they took the same amount of hits?
No.
Brian, Diego Pavia from New Mexico State took 13 more hits than Jaden Daniels. Should we shut down the season?
No. I understand people's concern, but I do not understand why we make it like the end-all, be-all just because, you know, is it that, I guess it's just a topic. That's how sports go. We find something that everybody wants to talk about just to talk about it. Instead of, somebody needs to give me, analytics is always out here. Give me the analytics of when people get hit running the ball. Do they get hurt more running the ball, or do they get hurt more in the pocket? Give me that one. Like I think those type of things.
I think that what would skew that is a quarterback's throwing from the pocket 40 times and maybe running 8 times. So, like, you'd have to look at percentages rather than total numbers.
Question would be, if the quarterback is hit from the pocket more often, shouldn't you be more concerned about him getting hit in the pocket than if he's running the ball 15% of the time? It's way less than if he's getting hit in the pocket.
I just think so many things can be true, right? I think guys are in more danger in the pocket because they're looking downfield, and they're not necessarily looking at the guy that might hit them. Mm-hmm. When a guy's running, he's at least looking ahead. Yeah. Now, somebody could come from the side. Somebody could come from behind. Bad things can happen.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're running, you're prepared for contact.
Yeah.
When you're in the pocket, you're focused on if your receiver's going to get to the corner of the end zone or whatever it is. And your legs, when you're in the pocket, are far more exposed.
Because you could get rolled up by your guy
right, or
somebody else. The thing of it is, when I was running the ball, and I ran the ball against little dudes, big dudes, big-ass dudes, none of those licks I ever thought were real serious because I can turn my body a certain way, contort it, and whatever. But when I was running to try to cover somebody and I'm chasing, looking at you, and then somebody come blindside me, that hurts. That's the licks. But when you see a person, you can prepare yourself for it. We have watched guys run ball. People always ask me, oh, man, you got hit. Nah. The ones that don't seem like you got hit is when you get hit. The ones that look like you got hit, no, they normally don't really hurt. But I understand the thing about Jaden, but I'm still baffled by why was that one little tackle on Saturday made into something because he wasn't really taking serious contact.
Like I said, multiple things can be true, right? I generally think quarterbacks are in more danger in the pocket than they are out running. I also think I don't think that run, the one from Saturday night that we have overanalyzed to hell.
If he goes to slide right there,
I don't think that's a sliding situation.
If he goes to slide right there, I think he can get hurt because when you go to slide and that guy's coming from behind you, he probably couldn't have stopped. So you hit the ground and he twists your back up, he could have gotten hurt right there. He got tripped up.
I don't think that. I think he could have taken that out of bounds. That's what I've been saying all along. I kind of think that's what DQ was saying to him. You could have just ran that out of bounds. You still got the first down. Avoid the hit. I also don't think it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. It is pro football to some degree. I think there's more danger in the pocket than running. I do think you can slide. I don't think it's a bad thing to slide. But when you're sliding, is generally, you see that there's a safety and a linebacker coming at you.
And
you're not
going
to get past it, and you slide.
Yeah.
Cool. That run didn't present that because he thought he had a lane on the inside and tried to cut it in. Somebody caught him from behind or from the side.
Yeah.
I am not anti-slide. Slide, Jaden. Slide. But there are opportunities where the slide is there. That wasn't really one of them. I would have told him to go to the sideline.
The end of Jeff Driscoll's run, he's coming, guy's coming to hit him, and his extra guy, he slid. I'm cool with that. I don't want Jaden taking unnecessary hits either.
Right.
But I'd be damned if every time he run the football, I am expecting him to just run out of bounds and slide because he has the ability to go to the house.
And I'm not interested in don't let him run because he's dynamic and that is part of what makes him such a special player.
Every quarterback in the league wish they could run. Then you get one that can run, then you don't want him to run. That is that is what Donovan and I had discussions about all the time. And he always like, man, you know, I don't want to be known as a running quarterback. If you can run 5 yards and you decide to throw the ball and it's a pick or incompletion, you get to the sideline, we're going to have a discussion, homeboy. You know what I mean? You use what you have. God gave him that ability, and now everybody just want to tell him don't use it. One finger salute to all of them, I feel.
I think.
Get mad at me if you want. I don't give a damn.
Part of the concern is that he has a slight frame. He's about 210.
He's only played in LSU, like probably in the toughest division out there. Did he miss games every day? Every other week?
Sure. But there's some discussion of over time, there's a problem. But I also think over time
you learn. But yeah. See, the thing about it, man, listen, it's amazing to me that the people that don't play the game of football always know all the answers about football. But people that play it, they go through a lot of difficult things and stuff like that. You are built different. You're wired different. So to just let everybody outside of it tell you what to do is going to make you go against them, okay? You listen. Listen, man, if I know what works for me on the field and I have protected myself thus far, I'm not going to all of a sudden just change because somebody tells me to. I will change once I get – if I get my ass destroyed or blasted, I might change at that point. But if I didn't, why the hell would I?